This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Navy is updating its basic training phone call policy. The Census Bureau is looking to roll out a remote work policy it drafted at the end of last year. And women-owned small businesses won a record $25.5 billion in federal contracts in fiscal 2023. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Women-owned small businesses won more federal contracting dollars in fiscal 2023 than ever before. New data from FedMine, a government business intelligence platform, shows women-owned small firms won more than $25.5 billion in federal contracts last year, up from $22.6 billion in 2022. FedMine says that 13% year-over-year increase represents about 3.3% of all federal contract dollars going to women-owned small businesses. That's still below the government-wide goal of 5%. FedMine also found that out of more than 13,000 companies that won contracts in 2023, more than 1,500 of them were first-time awardees. Letter carriers are getting recognition from their unions for saving lives and other heroics. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The National Association of Letter Carriers tracks about 150 cases a year where its members act as first responders in an emergency. Now the union is rewarding those letter carriers for going above and beyond. Philip Moon is a letter carrier who's been delivering mail on the same route in Amarillo, Texas for 27 years. He won this year's Hero of the Year Award for saving a woman and her two dogs from an attacking pit bull. Moon says he's honored to receive the award, but doesn't think he's a hero, just someone who did the right thing.
I'm just very grateful and honored, thankful that I was in a place where I could be of some assistance to somebody in need.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Navy is updating its basic training phone call policy. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has the details.
The Navy will allow boot camp recruits to use their personal cell phones to call family and friends. Most recruits tend to drop out of training during their first few weeks. The service hopes that allowing personal cell phones instead of using a payphone to make calls to family and friends will reduce the basic training dropout rate. The updated policy is one of the latest changes the Navy has introduced to its basic training experience as the service struggles to meet its recruitment goals. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The Department of Health and Human Services is trying to centralize its cybersecurity resources. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
HHS's Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, or ASPR, will be the department's one-stop shop for health sector cybersecurity. That's according to Brian Mazanek, the Deputy Director of the Office of Preparedness at ASPR.
There's too many doors into cybersecurity when engaging with the federal government generally, let alone HHS. So we're in the process now of really establishing this front door through ASPR to all of those resources.
HHS is also working to set new cybersecurity standards and potential requirements for the health sector. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Here's your chance to help ensure your agency buys artificial intelligence tools and capabilities in a responsible and trustworthy way. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
The Office of Management and Budget is seeking help to inform the development of guidance to ensure the responsible procurement of AI by agencies. In a new request for information, OMB is asking for feedback around 10 questions as part of its initiative to develop a set of requirements to ensure that agencies buy AI systems and services in a way that aligns with recent guidance required by the November Executive Order for Secure and Trustworthy AI. This RFI is the first step for OMB to meet the deadline to issue new AI acquisition guidance by late September. Responses to the RFI are due by April 29th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department awards $17.6 million to 27 universities to strengthen basic research in defense-related areas. The research collaboration competition winners from West Virginia University, Arizona State University, and the University of South Carolina, among others, will receive up to $600,000 over 3 years to pursue DOD-related science and engineering research. Louisiana Tech University and the University of Tulsa will receive up to $1.5 million over 2 years as winners of the capacity-building competition to pursue activities that will help them achieve basic research excellence in areas relevant to DOD. The Department of Homeland Security used some limited exceptions to the Buy American Act last year. In fiscal 2023, DHS says it executed just over 1,000 contract actions valued at $67 million by using the domestic non-availability exception under the Buy American Act. That represents less than 2% of applicable procurement dollars obligated by DHS last year. Most of those contract actions were awarded by the Coast Guard for various aircraft components that are only made in foreign countries. The Census Bureau is looking to roll out a remote work policy it drafted at the end of last year, but is rethinking how many employees can opt in after Congress recently set minimum utilization rates for federal buildings. The Bureau recommends employees should not move outside the commuting area of their official duty station until they're approved for remote work. The Census Bureau is also consolidating office space while its headquarters is being renovated by bringing in employees from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Census HQ renovation is expected to be complete this summer. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.